We touch on six peer-reviewed, academic journal articles around the gig economy's global socio-economic impact. The first hails from the New Zealand Journal of Employment Relations, with the second from the International Journal of Education and Management Studies, focusing more on India. The third, from the Notre Dame Law Review, takes a more optimistic counterpoint from a legal framework perspective. All have been published in late 2018, and, with an estimated 398.6 million workers having poor quality jobs on the subcontinent alone, for what may soon become the majority of the world, it is apparent that shifting working structures, through digital influences, offer a newly palpable, albeit possible broadly challenging reality. As facilitated primarily by online platforms and mobile applications, there can be a deep depersonalization of working relationships through digitally led, worker role repositioning. For businesses, someone once considered an employee can today be a faceless, or at the very least highly distanced, method of task completion. Although employment has long been segmented from a holding of the formerly and once stereotypical 9-to-5 lifetime position in a single institution, the ongoing ramifications of gig economics raise a host of noteworthy considerations. New technologies have been introduced to support, bolster, streamline, or otherwise improve existing business methodologies and requirements. Introduction of the gig platforms and applications is a first phase transition. Technological advancements may threaten anywhere from 4% to more than 40% of existing jobs over the next decade, with the majority facing major restructuring. The fastest growth potentials currently exist with such sites like Airbnb and Uber, the gig-based accommodation, and passenger transport booking sectors. Gig site structures may be recreating a digital system that is more akin to interconnected feudal control, as say through directly, or indirectly, limiting prices alongside subsequent user profitability and ranking or score algorithms, promoting some, whilst burying others into obscurity. This can be through a strict cap on totals, or more insidiously, suggestions and setting of averages. Yet, with traditional employment structures removed, and only per contract set, ongoing corporate liability or wealth sharing and employee benefits from either the gig site's operating entity and centralized government, towards the now gig-only workers, can be all but removed. The solution is an autonomous defining of all terms throughout conscious participation, which we touch on here and in other articles. It could be erroneous to classify users of the above-mentioned gig sites as micro-entrepreneurs. The above websites and digital services sustain both subtle and direct restrictive structural forces, which prohibit the commonly perceived extent of freedom often believed as inherently prescribed through participation. Counterpoints to facilitating a sharing of realized utopian ideals through the current structures can be easily drawn in light of ongoing, evidenced widespread rises in inequality, particularly among the countries with the highest adoption rates of gig economics. Quite simply, we cannot claim to achieve the benefits of a sharing economy if profits and conditions are not autonomously managed. It is important to note that, while perhaps no longer a legal stipulation, in principle, it is businesses' primary obligation, particularly publicly listed corporations, to maximize profits. Existing methodologies have been regulated by centralized entities, such as the government and corresponding labor or legal legislation. Following the reclassification of labor roles, it is worthwhile to question whether this regulatory structure does today equally apply in a sharing or gig economy. Mitigation or bypassing centralized employment protection frameworks, as through contract workers' mass gig participation, may require users' ownership distribution and controls be likewise restructured. In a perfectly competitive and globally connected marketplace, the control of profitable sustainability within the gig economy could pass primarily to the organizing or hosting business entity itself, which itself is furthermore now unburdened by employment regulations with seemingly no adjusted operational hindrance of tangible productivity. In other words, it is possible that the centralized gig coordination service itself reaps eclectic commissions irrespective of their users or workers' location, schedules or individual ongoing profitability. A shift to gig engagements, operating under the existing centralized framework structure, allows hosting or facilitating businesses to reap the competitive advantages with cost-saving benefits, absent adjusted accountability. With identical establishment and operational requirements, business entities in the gig world may continue long-sanctioned for-profit practices. Concurrently, former employees now, and perhaps unwittingly, sacrifice security alongside a plethora of centralized framework protections, potentially only gaining unpredictable freedom and selectivity and working hour flexibility. The scales do not yet appear balanced. Yet, we appreciate that when correctly implemented, publicly anonymized blockchain, the RWSC, and various bespoke decentralized ledger technologies hold the solution. A decentralization and private control of trusted engagement or exchange is possible. During first phase implementation, TOF focuses on the existing direct services whom have long operated under an offline gig booking structure. For example, tattoo artists or performance artists. Members' activities and controls are further bolstered by direct copyright ownership of documentation, as well as multimedia. TOF Biosphere just removes the middlemen and agents, whilst guaranteeing direct full payments, under protected terms of engagement. Here, each member sets their own prices, receives 100% of payments, and the only additional cost for the entire process arises when a booking client makes a nominal one-time platform purchase of encrypted blockchain registration, so as to protect both sides throughout their own, end-to-end encrypted, collaboration. No sales algorithms. No advertisements. No commissions. TOF methodologies of trusted, private control and payments permit user-led restructuring. As the logical next step, we are making choice personal.